Good evening. Good evening.
Martha.
Good evening.
Good evening.
You're the first to arrive.
Anna.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Brandy.
Well, everybody's on time tonight.
Good.
So we're going to be starting with Pasuk 440 from the Sulam commentary on the Zohar for Parasha Lech Lecha. It's section 36, but on my website, I had to break it into two because of the size of the number of verses. So this is section 36A for my website. And I'll start with the Lashem Yehud. Lashem Yehud kud shabarichu ishkinte bitkilu urchimu utkilu utkilu urchimu. Liakta Lashem yudhe bovathe. Yehuda Shalim B'Shem Kol Yisrael, Limud Torah Mitzvah, La'asok Torah Mitzvah, Vayehino Amadunai Eloheinu Aleinu Ma'asei Yadenu Kanunei Aleinu Ma'asei Yadenu Kanuneihu. Tu Tishim Shana Dekol Yomo Kadma Eila Awo Shanim Ela Kachad Shana dila hawo yomo yomin hashta demata lehai shani minun wila shana. Furthermore, the verse says 90 year and not years, because all the days before his circumcision were not years. Rather, they were considered as 1 year. This is because his days were not considered as days. Only now, as he reached these years, referring to the 99th year, during which he was circumcised, were they counted as years for him. Therefore, they are not counted as a year, but rather, as it is written, 9 years. My commentary. The pasuk is clear as written with Rabbi Ashlag's comments. Questions, comments, thoughts.
Well, 9 years, and for him to be circumcised, that would be 10. So that would be a complete vessel. From a biblical standpoint, the terminology would be, I could understand that. From a physical standpoint, we see him as 99 years old.
In the Hebrew, if you look at the verse that just talks about Abraham's circumcision, the language doesn't say he was 99 years. It says he was 90 year and 9 years. And the and is English. There's a vav that connects it in the Hebrew. So, and what the verse is coming to explain, he was, the first 90 years of his life were not separated. They were all unified. He lived day after day, year after year, but he was always in this learning chesed. He was always learning to merit the connection to Hashem. And he was always connected to Hashem during those 90 years. So by the Torah, by not making it a plural, it's telling you there's something significant. The same thing applies to the way Chaye Sarah starts. Sarah lived 127 years. It says she lived 100 year in the singular, 20 year in the singular, and then it says 7 years in the plural. And so the fact that these are additional letters that are being written for this is teaching us different aspects, and it's pointing these aspects out. In this particular case, it's saying that Abraham was connected to Hashem that there was no real separation in the days of his life, in the years of his life. But once he reached the age of 90, each year became a separate year. He was doing things in those last 9 years before his circumcision. What was he doing? If we think about what the Torah tells us, he left his father's house. He was told to leave his father's house, its people, and so forth. We've discussed Lech Lecha a number of times. So in those 9 years, he was traveling from his birthplace to the land of Israel, and then he was going down to Egypt because of the famine, and then he was coming back up. And so those 9 years had different events that were part of the tests that he went through. Any other comments or thoughts do you want to express on this verse?
Well, I guess on the 9 years, he was preparing his vessel. You know, his manifestation, his actions to complete his spiritual walk.
Right. Now, does it apply to the people of our generation? Does it apply to each one of us? If you think about your years, what your life experiences are have been, generally people go through different stages. So we can't really say that our lives, those earlier years, can be expressed in the sense of being a singular. But in Abraham's case, his purpose in this world was to become a chariot to Hashem. And it was only when he reached his 90th year that he had that conversation with Hashem, telling him to leave his father's house and so forth. So all of these things that we've read about in Lech Lecha was in a 9-year period. That's my opinion. I haven't read that, but that's what's really appears to me to be the part of the teachings of this pasuk.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go on.
And that was supposed to be doing?
Say again, Michael.
I think that each of us that are studying, we can understand that because we're supposed to be correcting our tikkun. You know, we're supposed to be correcting our vessel to get to the completion.
Correct. But to get to the completion, we have to correct all the mistakes we've made in the previous lifetimes.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very difficult to say that we have spent our whole life focusing on completing our correction. because we're always fixing it smaller tikkunim, or they may not be smaller, but mistakes we've made in earlier lifetimes. Mm-hmm. Should I go on?
I think so.
Pasuk 441. And as an aside, the gematria 441 is the word emet, truth. And normally we don't look at what the number value of a particular pasuk is, because that information didn't really come from Hashem. But when something is that significant, and we don't normally get to that large number in the Zohar section. So Pasuk 441. Vayomer elav ani El Shaddai, my mashma de'ad hashta, laka amar ani El Shaddai, ela haketana, avad kuchabrihu, ki trin tatain, delakadishin, litata wikolinun, delait gazaru, yistavun behon. The translation of the verse, and he said to him, I am El Shaddai. He asked, why has not the Holy One, blessed be He, said to him until now, I am El Shaddai? And he replies, because we have learned that the Holy One, blessed be He, prepared down below lower crowns that are not holy. So all those who are uncircumcised are defiled by them. My commentary is that the Pasuk is clear as written with Rabbi Ashlag's comments. Questions, comments, thoughts.
What are the lower crowns?
Well, always remember that the word crown refers to the Keter, right?
Right.
That's a hint. What would you say the lower crowns are with that understanding?
When it's at Malkut's level? Before it becomes the new Keter?
Yes, but Malkut has 10 Sephirot of its own, does it not?
Mm-hmm.
And we're being told that it's lower crowns in the plural. So what are the lower crowns? Are the 10 Sephirot within Malchut? But it's not really the lower crowns, all 10. It's the Keter of each one of them. So okay. It's the Keter of Malchut. It's the Keter of Hakma of Malchut. The Keter of Bina of Malchut. The Keter of Chesed of Malchut, and so forth. That's my guess. That's the way I've always thought of it whenever I've seen the term lower crowns.
Okay.
And it's also saying lower crowns are not holy. Now, Malchut is holy, but the physical world is not yet holy. Correct?
No.
So if I'm saying Keter of Malchut, but I'm saying it's not holy, that would not apply to Keter of Keter of Malchut. But it would apply to the Keter of the physical world.
Not the net.
Remember, we frequently say that the physical world is Malchut. But in reality, there are the 10 Sephirot of holiness. There is the 10 Sephirot of unholiness. And the physical world is the battleground, is the location where they vie for control, for supremacy. And we live in that physical world. Any questions or comments, or should I go on?
I was trying to write that. Okay.
Verse 442. Ur shimin b'chom umay rishuma it b'chom de'it chazeh Behoshin Dalid Wilayatir Ugin Kach Istavun Beho Vitabakun Beho Batar Vit Gazaru Navkin Meilin Vialin Begadfo Ishkin Tavit Galya Beho Yud Rishima Kadisha Akayamat Shalim Beit Rishim Beho Shaddai Beishtalem Bekiyuma Shalim Vialda Ketiv Behai Ani El Shaddai. The translation. And these lower crowns have marks. What are these marks? They are the letters Shin and Dalet. Nothing else appears in them. This meaning that the Yud in the name Shaddai is missing from there. And this is why they are defiled by them and cling on to them, to those lower crowns. After they are circumcised, they leave them, these lower crowns, and enter under the wings of the Shekhinah and the Yud, which is the mark of holiness, is revealed from within them. This is the regular, complete, and proper sign of the covenant. And the name Shaddai is imprinted upon those who are circumcised and is completed in full perfection. Therefore, it is written about Abraham, I am El Shaddai, which was not written before he was commanded to perform circumcision. My commentary is that the pasuk is clear as written with Rabbi Ashlag's comments.
Well, don't the letters Shin and Dalet mean a negative entity?
Yes. The Shin and Dalet is pronounced Shed, and it represents demons, is with the literal translation. And the important, one of the important aspects of the word Shaddai, the yud at the end of a word represents the possessive pronoun. So demons, Shaddai indicates my demons. But that's not all that it indicates. The Yud, being the possessive pronoun related to Hashem, it's elevating the demons.
elevating the demons in what respect? To become more holy?
Yes. To become holy.
Okay.
When you study the negative system, there are four worlds, just as there are four worlds in the holy system.
Right.
The holy worlds, we have Atzilut, Bria, Yetzirah, and Asiya. The physical world is in the world of Asiya, the world of action.
Mm-hmm.
In the unholy system, you have four worlds as well. The higher three, and I'm using the term higher in loosely, the upper three negative worlds can never become holy. But the fourth world, the lowest world of the unholy system, can be changed to be holy depending on your use of the item. Now, what is an unholy, what is one of the lowest items of the unholy system? Okay. We could say a snake is that one of the lowest items. But a snake has a purpose. It will never attack or bite or kill anyone unless it is authorized to do so. And so the snake bite that is cured through, you know, let's say you could cut it open and suck out the poison. That snake is becoming holy because it is causing the human being who got bitten to change his ways and to do his work better and become a part of the holy system. Now I'm using probably a tool called the snake. It's hard to understand. But right off the top of my head, I can't think of the other items. But we have items that we know are not holy. Let's say a book of poetry. A book of poetry exists in the physical world. Is it positive or is it negative? It depends on the writer. What was his consciousness when he wrote them, the poems? What is the consciousness of the reader when he reads them? The reader can cause it to become holy because it elevates his spirit. Whereas another person reads the poem and it's not significant in his life, so it remains unholy. That's what this is. Verse is really describing. I hope that's helpful in your understanding.
Mm-hmm. When you mentioned what would be one of those items, what came to my mind was incense.
I read elsewhere that the incense is one of them. I just didn't think of it, but you're right. Incense can be. Can cause people to elevate and become more spiritual, and incense is to draw you closer to Hashem, but incense can also cause you not to be able to see clearly because the smoke is too thick. That's just one example, but the incense is a good example of these lower crowns, these lower tools that we can utilize, but it depends on our consciousness whether they're utilized for the positive and the holy system or they're utilized for the unholy system. Any other questions?
Not right now.
All right. Well, we're out of time. So I will, hopefully you'll bring questions and answers, questions to be answered for our class at the 7 o'clock time slot. Shalom Gadol.
Okay, Shalom Gadol. Thank you.